does, it happens, you know, for a bad team at a time in the night most of America's already called it a night. We got to get that guy out of there somehow.
Story number four.
Danny Ainge spoke to reporters and explained why he blew up the Utah Jazz after last season. He said, quote, "What I saw during the season was a group of players that really didn't believe in each other. Like the whole group, I think they liked each other more than what was reported, but I'm not sure there was a belief. When we got to the playoffs, I thought, well, this is a team that has had some disappointing playoffs, so I thought maybe they're just waiting for the playoffs to turn it on. I gave them that benefit of the doubt, but it was clear the team didn't perform well in the playoffs again." He said the best teams he's been a part of and run, they didn't always, not everybody had to be best friends, but they had to believe in each other. And he said, "I think we got to a point with this Utah roster, Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell being the two high-profile guys, that they believed in themselves. And they liked each other more than you think. But they didn't believe in each other. And if you don't believe in each other, you're not going anywhere. So let's blow it up and start over." Which makes sense to me.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
And it looked like that, right?
Yeah.
Like it looked like it on the court.
Yeah. I mean, there was a lot of reporting that said they didn't like each other either.
Yeah.
I think that might have been overstated. Like they might not have been best friends, but they could work together. There's not an office in this country where there are people who don't love each other, but they can still work together and, you know, say, hey, how you doing, and that kind of stuff. But you do have to believe, particularly in a team sport like that, you got to believe in each other.
Mm-hmm.
And if Danny Ainge reached the conclusion they didn't believe in each other, then, and there was no fixing that, then blowing it up was probably the most sensible approach. So they'll be bad for a little while, and then probably they'll get good again. That's Danny Ainge's history, at least. Jeff Calkins up next.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, with a legacy of sports as flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers. Say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. The Settlement Specialist, LLC, is responsible for the content of this ad.
Attention, this is an important message for anyone that spent time at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time between August 1st, 1953 and December 31st, 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-920-2139 now to see if you qualify. That's right, studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as bladder, breast, or kidney cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base affected by injury to seek the justice they deserve. Billions of dollars have been set aside by the government to compensate victims. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune during this time and developed a serious health condition, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation even if you were denied a disability claim in the past. Call 800-920-2139 now to see if you qualify. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-920-2139. That's 800-920-2139. 800-920-2139.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
This is a paid advertisement. Pulaski Kirker with principal offices in Houston, Texas, is responsible for the content of this advertisement. Brandon Pettijohn is attorney licensed in North Carolina.
Attention! All military members or military families or contractors that spent time at the Marine Base Camp Lejeune. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time from 1953 to 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-618-5703 now to see if you qualify. apply. That's right. Marines, their families, employees, contractors, and anyone who lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved, and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside for victims of toxic water claims. If you or a loved one was at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you or your family may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-618-5703. That's 800-618-5703. 800-618-5703.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. Now back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show, weekdays 9 to 11, right here, 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So I heard you talking about it earlier today. Laird Veach yesterday, I don't know that he announced as much as he confirmed or reminded folks that there will not be paper tickets for Memphis football. You will have to enter the stadium with a mobile ticket via your phone. And I just sort of was like, okay, well, of course, it's 2022. Is this controversial? Like, who's mad about this?
Yes, by some it is. I mean, listen, I go, and in the interest of, spreading the word of the Daily Memphian and getting my stories out, I go to, it used to be Memphis. Was it MemphisTigers.org? Is that where it was? What was the Memphis? No. What was the message board? Memphis. There was a Memphis message board we used to go to.
There is MemphisTigers.org, but I feel like it's.
That's got to be a Memphis thing. Yeah.
Yeah, like it's.
What was it? There used to be that. You remember? There used to be some message board somewhere that I'd go and you'd read about, you know, what people were saying or whatever else. You'd check in once in a while. There'd be a thread about what a hater you are or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, like that. Well, now, and I listen, as someone, as a sports fan of Bills team, of Buffalo teams, I go to message boards. So I'm not in any way, like, frowning at message boards or above message boards. I totally get it. It's just like we were talking about Reddit last week, that there are communities of people who care deeply about things, who talk about things. And so I go now to the most active Memphis Tiger discussions are on the Memphis Tiger Facebook pages. There's a Memphis Tiger football fans page, and there's a Memphis Tiger basketball fans page. And I post my stories in the in those places. And when I'm there, you'd look around, and yes, I saw people, great confusion and some complaining, whatever, not who knows, maybe it's 5 people, but some complaining about the fact that they couldn't have their tickets anymore. In fact, the one guy who struck me as particularly unreasonable, it was literally one guy, but this is not typical of anything.
You found an unreasonable person on Facebook.
No,
interesting.
No, no.
Continue.
He was saying, I don't bring my, because the people were saying, come on, man, just bring your phone. You have your phone anyway. And he said, I don't like to bring my phone to games. Don't make me bring my phone to games.
What?
So whatever. Like, I don't know what you're doing at games that you don't want your phone. And but I here's the truth is that people like things a certain way. And if they've always been doing it a certain way, it is, you know, yeah, whatever. It's dislocating to people to not have it a certain way. And this year they have gone to, I believe, 100% digital ticketing, which in fact, don't the Grizzlies just do 100% digital ticketing? Don't most people in the world do 100%?
Dude, I can't remember the last time I had a paper ticket to anything. Like, I went to the U.S. Open a couple of weeks ago. It was on my phone.
Digital ticket.
Yeah, Kendrick Lamar concert a couple months ago. It was on my phone. Like, what are we, I don't even know what people are mad about. Like, it's just.
Anyway, there were people who were mad about it. And then they were further mad is the university in there, I think, really being helpful to people, said, listen, if you want tickets, we can print them out. We understand. We got some, but they're charging people, I think, and I may have this wrong, I think they're charging people $50 if you want paper tickets. And And that's like if you don't have a phone, I mean, maybe if you don't have a phone or something or you can't, whatever, maybe they'll give them to you for free. But they're basically saying you can, we'll still do paper tickets for you. Just, you know, contact us or whatever else. We'll do it. But, yes, there were definitely people complaining because it's now digital ticketing 100%. And the truth of the matter is the other reason everybody does digital ticketing now is that once you go to that, that's the system you have for getting people. You know what are you going to hand me a piece of paper as you come through this turnstile? I don't know what I'm going to do with it, right? Whereas now everything is done with digital ticketing, and they keep track of things with digital ticketing and ticketing and everything else. So, but yes, 100% people were complaining about that. They were also complaining because there was some rumor that there was going to be, and actually, like, it was in the release, that there was going to be some red paint. And because I think Simmons Bank is red, right? And people are outraged about the idea of red paint. And you wouldn't want a red stadium for, a Memphis Tiger team. There's evidently going to be no red paint. But it reminds me of the people who complain, and there are these people too. If you have a Tiger uniform that is not blue and gray, that is like black, you know, sometimes they do black or they do white or they do, you know, whatever. There's other colors involved that are not their colors. There are people who get really huffy about the fact that our colors are blue and gray. So all this is true, but I don't think it's really a surprise that you can find some people unhappy about anything, right? That's not a big surprise.
This is a reminder of one of my insistence in life. If you don't live with me, you can't make me mad.
Is that right?
I won't allow anybody to make me mad who doesn't live under my roof. I can disregard the rest of you. I can disregard the rest of you, no problem. Under my own roof.
Okay, but now, so the person who we were talking about this last week, the person who, when you are in an airplane and wants you to stand, if they're violating etiquette in some way, they're not making you, like, I literally was just behind someone at a traffic light, and they, it was a long traffic light, and they would not, the car in front of them advanced, so it was 10 feet in, and I was actually blocking, I was conscious of this because I was blocking an exit to a bank or something, right? And I was trapping someone inside there, right? And I probably shouldn't have blocked it to begin with, but the car in front of me didn't move up the 15 feet that they had in front of them that they could have moved up as we're waiting for the light to turn. They just sat there like they're freaking queen of the world, you know, or king of the world now, I guess. You know, I'm like, come on, man, there's a gap. Close the gap. And I didn't get mad, per se, but I was definitely irritated.
Oh, sure. Yes. That's a real thing. Like, I can get temporarily irritated by things that people do. But the only people I allow to make me actually mad are people I live with. Yeah.
That's a good rule.
Yeah, like I can get temporarily irritated, but I ain't going to stay mad about, like, if you know, like, send me a message and it says something like, oh, hey, I was disappointed. I'm just like, okay, you didn't be disappointed. Okay.
Well, here's the thing, though. You're treated very well at work, at both your workplaces. Don't you think that's true? You're treated very well at both your workplaces.
I believe that's true, yes.
I think it's okay to get mad at your work or people around you in work, or if you are not being treated well at work. Don't you think that's can't you imagine a circumstance where you would be getting mad and allow yourself to get mad and not think it's actually inappropriate to get mad if you're being treated badly at work?
Yes, but I don't even remember. I have been treated in ways that I interpreted to be poorly at work before.
You were suspended from the commercial appeal, for God's sake.
2 weeks without pay. And that's, like, I needed that pay.
What happened again?
Oh, I went back in and changed a story.
He went in, yeah. And he changed. He fixed. He went in and they had edited a story, and he went in and he didn't change things back per se, but if you see that, you're like, oh, they made these cuts, and you're kind of whatever, and you're like, ah. And then you just fix some stuff, right? And it was seen as that you were being insubordinate because he went back. It was perceived that he went back in and undid the edits that the boss had done.
When in reality, you know what I was doing? I was caring. Clearly, I shouldn't have done what I did, but I was caring so much about the story that I went back in and changed the things. And it's changed some things. You got to remember, this is a time in newspapers where this is a Sunday story, and it is like on the page, and it's like, yep, it fits to the line. So when I would go back in and change something, this is the way this happens. It's like, okay, I just changed this thing to get it where I want it. Oh no, now it's two lines over. Now, if it was 2022 online,
nobody cares.
No, right? Two lines over, 10 lines over, it doesn't matter.
No such thing. But there's no such thing as over.
But back then, it was like, well, two lines over, I got to cut two lines somewhere. So I'm going back through. I'm like, okay, I can cut this. Oh, now I'm two lines short. All right, now I got to add some stuff. And by the time you're through, it's like you've messed with a lot of stuff. And it was fine, but they wanted to. I think they wanted to prove a point with me. You have to understand, this comes at a time after I'd broken this big story and gotten a lot of attention. And
oh, you were feeling yourself.
I think they think that I had gotten a little too big for my britches. I think that's the way it was perceived. In truth, it was genuinely rooted in, I just cared. I cared. I wanted it to be as good as I could make it. But I think they interpreted it reasonably so, looking back.
And were you mad? Were you mad at the time, Gary? Were you mad?
Yes, I was mad. I was mad. I was disappointed. But I was already at a point of frustration just in general, because I didn't think I was being treated the way somebody who had done what I did should be treated, in the sense of breaking that story, winning national awards, and then still being told, yeah, but you're still the 22-year-old, go cover a Houston softball game. Like, I was already.
I believe, by the way, that there is a, because John Martin used to have this theory, right? That if you are perceived a certain way at a certain workplace because you came in as a whatever it is, a cub or an intern or that it is hard, even if you do things that outstrip that change, and you rise to a place that merits being considered a different way. That you'll always kind of be considered, because people's first impression of you was as the 21-year-old snot-nosed kid?
Yes. In fact, I've told him that. That is what I believe happened to me. That the people who hired me at the Commercial Appeal, and I was fortunate that they did that, and am forever indebted to them. Without that, nothing else happens. But I don't think they were ever going to be able to see me as anything more than the 21-year-old who was stringing for them, regardless of what I accomplished or how I grew as a journalist, writer, in every other way. Like, here's the truth. I was hired to write columns for CBS Sports without having ever written a column for the Commercial Appeal.
But you wrote your picks columns?
It was just a picks column. Those were horrific, by the way. I can't believe they let me do that. But that was outrageous.
It's an interesting phenomenon that people deal with in other workplaces. Is, are you always perceived as as what you came in as? When Barack Obama went back to get his portrait unveiled, didn't he jokingly call Joe Biden Mr. Vice President? He did.
This was like two trips ago, and he jokingly called President Biden my Vice President, and it was offensive.
It went over like a freaking lead balloon.
Yes.
Because it's too close to home, He's now the president, just like you were now breaking national stories, whatever. And don't try to put me back there, even jokingly,
Right.
It's a little too, it went over like a lead balloon.
Right. Yeah, that was the thing. I think it was actually offensive to Joe Biden, who,
I think it was, yeah. And, I think Joe Biden was, yeah. Right.
Who might owe his president, he might owe his presidency to Barack Obama, but still did not like Barack Obama calling him vice president. I was your vice president, but I'm now the president of the United States.
Right.
Yeah. So I do think that's a real thing. And I think it applies in other areas of life. Maybe not as clearly, maybe not at all. But think about, you meet somebody for the first time. Hey, this is so-and-so. Meet them for the first time. And they're 60 pounds overweight. But the next time you see them, 2 years later, in the best shape of their lives. But can you ever, you were so clear for superficial reasons, you wouldn't date this person once upon a time. Can you ever get past that and date them now? Can you ever get over what they once were?
What's weird, though, is that it doesn't work the other way. Like, if you met someone and married them, and they're totally hot, and they gain 50 pounds, I think you're like, why the hell did you go gain 50 pounds? I think you now see them with all their 50 pounds. Don't you think so?
I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Anyway, I think you're right. I think impressions are hard. It is hard to reprogram what people, how people consider you. They put you in certain categories and whatnot. Honestly, we see this in athletes too. Like, do you start perceiving someone as a superstar who has just been a journeyman all along, or whatever? Like Rich Gannon, I'd go back to that, was just a journeyman quarterback for the longest time, and then he became this, you know, the best. Was the best quarterback in the league, and I still think, like, Rich Gannon, you know, a little bit. I think there's a little bit of that, that you still consider people the way you once considered them.
Well there's one in college basketball, and I think he's broken it now, but, like, he had to win a national championship to break it. Scott Drew, like, used to get goofed on all the time as a quote, coach.
Me. Really? Did he really, TP?
I didn't mean to bring that up. As a coach, he would get goofed on all the time, and there was some, you know, data to back it up. But then slowly but surely, he became one of the most consistent winners in college basketball. He undeniably grew as a coach, as a program runner. And yet, you know, Baylor would lose a game. They were leading by 6 with 4 minutes to go, and they lose the game, and people would be like, oh, Scott Drew again, ha, ha, ha. And I actually wrote a column about this one time. It was like, you guys are still thinking about the Scott Drew that created the jokes, but the jokes, I don't even know if they were ever funny, but they're not even sensible now. This guy's one of the best coaches in college basketball. Like, when Tom Izzo blows a lead, nobody starts going, oh, there goes Tom Izzo again, because it didn't jibe with his reputation. And it shouldn't jibe with Scott Drew's reputation anymore, but people keep doing it. And that was clearly an example of him having a hard time breaking the first impression of him as a coach, which was somebody who...
My only comment on this topic is that there were a lot of people in the world who had that impression of Scott Drew.
That is true.
Including his colleagues, competitors, all of that.
It's true.
People in the same line of work that he was in.
Oh, no. Let me be clear. When he was a candidate for the Memphis job, and you wrote that column, it was all still widely considered true in that moment. I'm talking more like in the... Four years ago. When he's got a number one seed and people are still making Scott Drew jokes, it's like, you guys realize this guy's probably a future Hall of Famer. Like, you know, he's now probably a future Hall of Famer. Like, the jokes, even if they worked before, they don't work anymore. But again, first impression was what it was, and it's hard to break those. I do think that's a real thing. And yes, I think, like I've told John that, like, it can be difficult for people to see you differently if they knew you at a very young age, because they still see you as that 21-year-old or 19-year-old or whatever.
Get mad at people. I think it's funny to retrace. This all started because someone was mad about paper tickets.
Let's go back to that for a second. What kind of person is out there screaming on the internet about paper?
What can you get a paper ticket for? Like, let's say you go to the Delta Fair.
The bingo hall?
Can you get one at the Delta Fair? The Delta Fair was here this past weekend.
Yes.
Right? You had to pay your paper tickets for
this? Paper tickets. I did go, yeah.
And paper tickets?
That's right.
So you walk up to the booth. You put down your money.
Well, I got tickets through our
Bennett scored free paper tickets.
Free paper tickets.
If you're getting free tickets, I wonder if you walked up to the booth if you got a paper ticket or not.
You get paper tickets for rides and stuff. So I would assume they probably
do
it.
You go buy your $20 worth of $40 worth of tickets.
Man,
and what? More expensive?
It adds up. It adds up. Those tickets add up.
It adds up, yeah.
How much did you drop at the Delta Fair? How many? Who went?
Me, Noah, and Kara, and it was easily Over $100.
Yeah, you're going to do that.
We didn't do a ton. It's just $100 expensive.
For the Delta fare, yeah, and you didn't pay for admission.
Because you got to do rides. You got to eat. Like, you got to buy, you know, you got to buy him something. Like, that's, yeah.
That's the other thing. Like, you know what, like, these people, they'll get these tents, like at Italian Fest, these booths, Italian Fest, Delta Fest, whatever, and they just put absolute junk toys in there, and the kids still want them because they're just there. Like, we walked out of the Delta Fair. It's like I spent $20 on a, you know,
an inflatable thing.
Yeah, like a sword that lights up.
I could have got it for $5 at Target.
Yes, and you just spent $20.
I could have gone in a dollar store and got it for a dollar.
For a dollar, yes. Yeah.
But it's like the kids, but Dad, you told me I could get one thing. Okay, fine, get one thing. I want this sword. You have that sword. You already have that sword. But you want this. Yeah, so I can take it home.
So I can fight with the other sword.
Within 3 hours of being home, the thing doesn't even exist anymore.
Mm-mm.
It's the cost of taking kids to these things.
Painful.
You're going to have to buy a toy that is way overpriced and totally unnecessary.
If you wanted to, okay, back to the paper tickets. I understand that it irritates some people. Like, I'll be honest. It is within the last 6 months, as you know, I'm not an early adopter, right? I only learned how to use the Apple Wallet thing within the last 6 months. Okay, so I'm not a early adopter with anything. Okay, but if you could go back and make one thing the way it used to be, in terms of technology, there's so many things that you're like, the idea that you once had to stop and look at a map is so ridiculous. But now we have all this on the, like, there's so much that no matter what irritates you, there are so many benefits that I think we should agree that it's all been an advancement, right? But if there was one thing that you could say, yeah, it sure was better when the technology has ruined for us.
I would say it was better when Jeff was on a landline.
Definitely. That technology was way better, yeah.
I don't think I was ever on a landline.
I know. I was just making the point because you were starting to break up, so I was just playing into the moment.
Oh, I see. I don't think I've ever been on a landline. Yeah, on this thing. But yes, no. Yeah, is there anything you'd like? I would say, like, it was. Here's the truth. It's a pain in the ass to watch your team right now, right? If you're a Memphis Tiger fan, because one day they're on ESPN Plus, and another day they're on, they were on your network this time, CBS. And then they bounce around, they're whatever. Like, it's a pain in the ass. But the truth of the matter is, it's not a pain in the ass relative to the days when you couldn't watch them at all.
Right.
Or you couldn't watch them and you had to wait till the replay showed on WKNO, or you had to watch the coach's show to get highlights, or you had to. Yes, it's a pain in the ass. It would be nice if it were all free and everything were on ESPN, you know, the main thing or two. But it's actually still, as much of a pain in the ass it is, still a dramatic improvement over the old world.
No question. The only thing not the only thing, because technology is largely great, but also problematic in the sense that, I mean, I think Facebook is truly damaging to us as a society. I think that social media is truly damaging.
Yeah, I would change the fact that everyone can have their own view of the world, which is buttressed. That's not one just thing. Like, that's not one convenience thing. That is the big downside of all this, is that instead of getting, curated news from responsible places, we are now subject to disinformation at a pandemic level, and there are whole people who believe things just because they watch, you know, or it's an echo chamber on TV or whatever else, which is, by the way, a threat to our democracy and our way of life. Like, I believe that 100% to be true.
Right.
I think that's too big to reverse. I don't know
you
how
can't reverse
I,
that.
I'm really talking about that.
Okay. Well, that's where I'd start. But honestly, the way concert tickets are sold, you know, in the year 2022, you can't just, you know, be quick and get good seats. You're going to have to buy from the secondary market, barring a surprise. And it means you end up paying two or three times, in many cases, what you normally would. Like, whatever Kendrick Lamar prices his tickets at, I would like to be able to buy the best ticket available at whatever price he prices that ticket at. I'm fine with paying the price. But the truth is, the way the concert ticket market works today, I have to pay, and actually did, like three times what that cost. You know, that's you're going
to. You know, I think, how about just going back to having everybody, how about getting snacks on an airplane? You fly first class, but for the rest of us, like, how about just getting snacks on an airplane? I'd like that. I'd like snacks on an airplane.
Well, they do give you snacks on an airplane.
Not as good as they used to be.
They don't? What did they used to do?
They do. No, you're right, though. They do. Like, there were a lot of times you'd get a sandwich or whatever else in the old days. You know? And now
when I was young, you'd get, like, a sandwich.
Oh, I love it, like, when I get upgraded, and, like, I like having a meal on the plane. I enjoy, like, them bringing
me a meal.
I really
like a meal on the plane, because it's fun. It's a sport. You get to open the little things and whatever else. Helps you pass the time. And, of course, back when, in coach, we used to get a sandwich or something like that, the guy next to you was also smoking, or can you remember that guy? Like, are you old enough to remember?
I was never a part of that, but I remember smoking in ways that obviously just, you know, it would be the most aggressive, unfavorable behavior you could have in the year 2022. Like, the idea that you could sit in a restaurant and the table next to you, they could just be smoking, that's crazy. And yet we lived in that world, you know. I'm old enough
The back of the plane was just billowing with smoke. And you know, I don't know how the planes work. They're one big tube. You know, you can't not get the smoke. And so that's what it used to be. There'd be a no smoking sign that would go on and off at various times, and you could light up and whatever else. But yes, restaurants too. People would smoke in the newsroom. I don't know that I was ever there for that. But I'll tell you one thing they don't do anymore. They used to give you beer after. Even Grizzlies games, they used to give beer in the media room after Grizzlies games. Every Major League Baseball game I covered, there would be a big tub of beer for the media to drink.
They still do that, I think. I think the Grizzlies still do the tub of beer, yeah.
I know what LSU...
They do not do beer anymore for us folks out there, for the common...
I know LSU football did for a while, that, like, you would always, after the game, they'd just be coming around handing out beers. I think now there's probably, like, some concern drinking and driving, right?
Well, 100%. Yeah, why do that? You don't give people beer.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't need to drink after a game. Not until I get home.
I shouldn't while I'm riding, yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy to wait till I get home to have a drink.
Did you have anything else for me, GP?
No, I think that's... Yeah. I think we covered it.
All right,
see you later. Bye. I think we covered it.
Yeah.
People out there screaming about paper tickets.
No, I mean, like, that's one of those things that just after COVID, that just pretty much got eliminated, right? Like, I'm surprised it didn't already go to that for the most part. Like, I just, because I think the Grizzlies stopped it, like you said, like a couple seasons ago, and now you're just used to it.
Yeah, like, it's 2022. It's time to adjust. And like some guy, Jeff, said on the Facebook page, talking about, I don't like to take my phone to the game.
What do you do the whole time?
What do you do the whole time? Weirdo?
Don't you want to get a picture or something of the field?
Don't you want to look at TikTok or something?
Yeah, yeah.
What are you doing?
I mean, there's going to be timeouts and halftime and stuff.
Dude, if I'm taking my kid to school in the morning and I walk out of the house without my phone...
Oh, it's like panic.
I go back inside and get it. Like, we turn around and go back and get it. I'm only going to be gone 7 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to go 7 minutes without my phone.
No.
What happens if we get caught in a car line?
I know.
I need something to scroll through.
Yes, yes.
I don't even understand not taking your phone anywhere. I am actually uncomfortable when I don't have my phone with me.
Me too. Yes, that's no good.
There's some guy talking about, I don't like to take my phone to the football game.
That's why you just leave your phone at home. Who does that?
Who leaves your phone?
That's crazy.
You don't know who's going to get it?
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of risk involved.
Yeah, I don't know about all that.
Weird behavior.
Yeah.
This guy's got weird behavior. Year 2022. Like, I get it. I used to collect when I was a kid, even young adult. Like, I'd go to concerts and games, and I have these paper tickets.
I got a shoebox full of tickets, yeah.
I threw mine away at some point.
Yeah.
It got thrown away at some point. I don't know. It doesn't exist anymore. But I used to have that. So, like, if you're somebody who collected those things.
That's a good point.
They're not there to collect anymore. But you know what? Whoever needed those things in the first place? What do you need a ticket stub to the 1997 World Series for? Just to to prove that you went? How about this? Just tell me you went, and I'll believe you.
Or, I mean, now you got your camera on your phone. You take a picture. You got the date right there. Like, yeah, go print it out if you want to.
Yeah. Everything's fine. You know what? Just, you don't have to prove it to me. If you say you went, I'll take you at your word.
You believe it?
I'll just believe it. Who cares? You know, even if I know you're lying, I'll just believe it. It doesn't matter to me. Yeah. It doesn't matter to me whether you were at that game or at that concert. If you say you were there, I'll just nod and say, oh, that sounds great.
Oh, that is one thing, too. Like, this is a whole, but, like, it is true. Like, stuff like that, like, matters to just you, right? Like,
it's you're the only
like, one. Like I was at that Titans-Bengals playoff game last season when the Titans were the one seed, and, like, I'll always bring that up whenever it's talked about. But it's like, nobody gives a crap that you were at that game.
A lot of people are at that game. But, I do it, too. You know, like, I was at Arthur Ashe Stadium, see Venus and Serena play doubles for the last time.
Right, right.
That was kind of a neat thing, but like, I don't need to prove to you I was there.
Right.
I don't need to have something to prove it to you. Yeah. I was there. I have that memory. I don't need it. I don't need something to prove it. I got video on my phone if I need to prove it.
I'm glad you got the video.
I got video on my phone. People, it's 2022. You got to get on with it. You know what's coming next? Because they already do this at a lot of sporting events.
What?
It's cashless. Like you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Like, we're not taking any cash, and you're not going to have a paper ticket. You better have your phone charged and your credit cards ready. That's just where we're going to be very soon.
Yeah. No, that's definitely going to happen.
So it's time to, you got to adjust.
Got to adjust, man. Got to adjust.
You got to adjust. Yeah. You know, it's not that difficult. Just put the app on your phone. You can add it to your Apple Wallet.
Yeah.
It's not that difficult.
Jeff just learned how to do it.
If Jeff learned how to do it.
Anyone can.
Anyone can learn how to do it.
Yep.
And if you don't know how to do it, what it suggests is that you're probably older. And so get your kids to show you how to do it. Or your grandkids.
Good. Yep.
Or your great-grandkids.
Good call.
Be back in a second.
Talk saves lives. Join us for Odyssey's I'm Listening special. Our annual 2-hour national mental health conversation. Wednesday, September 21st at 6 p.m. Hear from some of the biggest names in music and sports, insights from respected mental health professionals, and of course, your stories. Join us for a constructive and supportive conversation about our mental wellness right here and on the free Odyssey app. For more, visit imlistening.org. Remember, talk saves lives.
At MGM, the king of sportsbooks unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM Rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM Rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets. It's never been easier to join the action on the new BetMGM app, featuring a fresh redesign with improved features and quicker navigation. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM Rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM Rewards is sports betting's premier loyalty program, featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks when you wager on the BetMGM app. Sign up with BetMGM or log on today to take advantage of BetMGM Rewards. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Tennessee only. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
What's your retirement look like? With Fidelity Income Planning, a dedicated advisor can help you create a flexible income strategy to grow and protect your wealth so you can stop worrying about the future and enjoy whatever comes next. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services member NYSE SIPC.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes, I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Y'all know what's up.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Yari Show.
Walk the hill with the mean view. Nice house. If you look out, you can see some eagles and a few yachts. Got a roommate. He won't move out. If he won't smoke, he the cool out. And he drilled. Got the two out. It's the Wolf Gang. Brooklyn Zoo out. Wu-Tang, you get you out. Then we woo out. It's a split mode. And they know you like the out. I'm cool and his mouth wet. He a pool now. Used to stage die, but they sue now. I was too hot. TLC waterfalls on my chest, help me cool.
Are you looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. That's a second-generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. You live in Tennessee or Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you want to support a local business that supports the local athletic department, then Elizabeth Rook Insurance is the agency for you. You probably got a local doctor, local dentist, maybe even a local attorney. You also need a local insurance agent because when you have to make an automobile claim or a homeowner's claim, you don't want to get into a situation where you're calling a 1-800 number, talking to somebody on the other part of the country. They don't know you. You don't know them. Yeah, that can get uncomfortable, particularly if they're questioning whether your claim is valid. So much better if you've got somebody who lives near you, who knows who you are, who has offices in the Memphis area. You can sit down with them in person if that's what you need to do. That's the case with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. Two locations in the Memphis area. One in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other in Covington on Highway 51. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE, 867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. Back to the Emmys. Were you surprised to see Pete Davidson pop up last night?
I was. I was kind of surprised to see Pete.
Did you see people talking about the way he was dressed?
Just super casual.
He was wearing not an identical outfit, but a fairly close outfit to the one Kanye West wore to the Met Gala a few years ago.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, actually. I'm like picturing it now.
He came out dressed as Kanye West.
I love him. I like Pete.
I like Pete Davidson.
Yeah, I like Pete. I think he's funny.
You see Kanye over the weekend, I think, said he was leaning into the light. He's letting all grudges go. Best wishes to Cuddy and Pete.
Okay.
He called him Pete, not Skeet.
That's good. We're making some progress.
Maybe we're making some progress.
Yeah, we're making some progress. No, I saw Pete, like, he comes out and he was like, sorry, I didn't make it to the, like, rehearsal. And he, like, had no idea what he was doing.
All you got to do is read the prompter.
Yeah, right.
All you got to, when you're in that position, all you got to do is read the prompter. That prompter made Lizzo a little uncomfortable, though. Did you see that moment?
When she won her award for her reality show?
I think before she won the award.
And then her and Keenan were sitting together?
I don't know. They put something in the prompter about the Emmy being a big girl, too. And, like, she clearly had not read it in advance, which, by the way, mistake, as somebody who reads prompter on television, always read it first. You won't get caught if you read it first because you know what's coming.
What's up?
I've seen the best of the best. Like, they can read it off. It's no problem. But most people reading off a prompter, you need to read it off air before you read it on air. Otherwise, there's a decent chance you're going to get caught on a word somewhere, on the way something is written. Sometimes there's typos, words that don't need to be there. So it's important to read the prompter before you have to read the prompter for an audience. Because if not, what happened to Lizzo might happen to you. Mm. Like, she literally got to a point where she read something and she was like, ugh, I didn't put that in the prompter. I didn't. These are their words, not mine.
Yeah, right.
Can't catch poor Lizzo like that.
No. It was a pretty good show, though. I think Kenan Thompson's good.
You didn't like him. Thought he was fine.
I didn't think he was the best host. I don't think he's like is suited for that.
Who do you want to host the Emmys?
I don't know. I didn't think he was good as like. I thought it was cool when he brought out Kel. That was funny. But like the opening thing with the dance numbers and stuff, I was like, whatever. I just didn't find myself laughing as much as I do when he's like on SNL being hilarious.
And some of the jokes were like pretty obvious jokes. Like you could tell where they were going. Lame's a decent word. You could tell where they were going before he got there.
Yeah.
Like before he did the Leonardo DiCaprio joke, I was like, this is about to be a Leonardo DiCaprio joke.
That's right.
I'll tell you who I always feel bad for in the Emmys.
Huh.
Jimmy Fallon.
Because he never wins?
He never gets nominated.
Oh, that's... They all get... It's okay, so it was...
It's Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel...
John Oliver.
Oliver, he wins every year.
Yeah.
Which would drive me crazy if I were Colbert and Kimmel, because I'd be like, he has to do one show a week.
That's right, he got to do one show
He's got to do one 30-minute show a week. We do 4 or 5 hour-long shows. Of course his one 30-minute show is awesome television.
Right.
You feel like it's not quite...
He has to plan it out. Yeah.
He has to do one 30-minute show a week. But he's incredible. But yeah, it's like John Oliver, Jimmy Kimmel, Stephen Colbert, even Seth Meyers. So the guy who does the show after you on NBC gets nominated, and they never nominate Jimmy Fallon.
I don't get that.
I don't watch him enough.
I don't watch
it anymore.
Late night TV has, you know.
If there's something interesting that happens on any of those shows, I'll watch them on YouTube the next day.
That's right.
I'm not trying to, that's not usually how I spend my nights. Every once in a while, there'll be like a musical guest or somebody that I actually want to see and I'm awake. So I'll be like, and then I'll remember. Often I don't even remember.
Yeah.
But I'll remember and I'll go, oh.
The streaming age just really hurt late night TV.
Does James Corden get nominated? I think maybe.
His show's done.
Well, it's not done yet, but they're going
to. But it's going to be done.
It's going to be done.
Yeah.
But like, so the three big 10:30 shows.
Mm-hmm.
It's Colbert, Kimmel, and Fallon.
That's it.
Colbert and Kimmel always get nominated, and Fallon never does. That would hurt my feelings if I were Jimmy Fallon.
That would hurt my feelings, too. I like Jimmy Fallon.
Seems like a nice enough guy.
Yeah.
He seems harmless.
Yeah. Maybe that's not good enough to get you an Emmy nomination.
Maybe that's not the way to get an Emmy nomination.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, that if it's in my head every time I'm watching that, you know it's got to be in his, too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, maybe he'll turn it around someday.
I hope so.
Maybe he'll turn it around one day. Be back with Dinner to Go.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
If you own a business, this has been a bumpy ride. From pandemic to inflation, I'm sure you could use a break. If your business has 5 or more employees and survived COVID, you might be eligible to receive a payroll tax refund of up to $26,000 per employee. The challenge is getting your hands on it. Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, and that's why I founded GetRefunds.com to cut through the red tape and get you the money. The team of tax attorneys we have put together are highly trained in this little-known payroll tax refund program. We do all the work, charge not a dime up front, and simply share a percentage of the cash that we get for you. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those that took PPP, nonprofits, and even those that increases in sales. We have helped return over $1 billion to businesses, and we can help you too. Just go to GetRefunds.com/sports, click on Qualify Me, and answer a few questions. This payroll tax refund is only available for a limited period of time. Don't lose out on up to $26,000 per employee. Go to GetRefunds.com/sports. That's GetRefunds.com/sports.
Summer's over, but that joint pain is still there. It's time to do something about it. Hey there, it's Gary Parrish, and what I want you to do is call QC Kinetics now. You've put it off long enough. It's time to get real lasting relief from chronic pain in your knees, back, shoulder, and hips. QC Kinetics can get you move it again with cutting-edge regenerative treatments with no drugs, no downtime, and no surgery. Regenerative medicine uses highly concentrated healing properties from your own body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And QC Kinetics is the nation's leader in this exciting breakthrough natural approach to eliminating joint pain. Lots of people here have done this now, and they are living to the fullest pain-free. Don't assume the old ways of dealing with joint pain are the only ways. Call QC Kinetics today. Stop putting it off. Call now for a free consultation, 901-445-1010. It's QC Kinetics, 901-445-1010, 901-445-1010.
This is a paid advertisement. Pulaski Kirker with principal offices in Houston, Texas is responsible for the content of this advertisement. Brandon Pettijohn is attorney licensed in North Carolina. Attention! All military members or military families or contractors that spend time at the Marine Base Camp Lejeune. If you or a family member lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune at any time from 1953 to 1987, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-618-5703 now to see if you qualify. That's right. Marines, their families, employees, contractors, and anyone who lived, worked, or served at Camp Lejeune may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Studies have found the water at Camp Lejeune was contaminated with toxic chemicals for decades, causing serious health conditions such as cancer, Parkinson's, leukemia, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Congress has approved and President Biden has signed a new law allowing anyone that spent time at the base to seek the justice they deserve. Billions have been set aside for victims of toxic water claims. If you or a loved one was at Camp Lejeune at any time through 1987 and developed a serious health condition, you or your family may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-618-5703. That's 800-618-5703. 800-618-5703.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed. Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
So I was in Oak Hall on a recent Saturday morning. I walked in, walked past some beautiful Peter Millar shirts on my right, then looked down towards the women's section, discovered that someone was serving drinks. I asked Paul Cowers, what's the special occasion? He said, it's Saturday, which is another reason I enjoy my visits to Oak Hall so much. You never know what's in store. Maybe they'll be having a trunk show from one of their designers. Maybe you'll bump into an old friend. I went one weekend and they were grilling cheeseburgers outside. The place will put a spring in your step. But there are a couple things you can count on whenever you visit. First, the best, most helpful sales staff in the world. If they can make me look good, believe me, they can make you look good. And second, they've got the best clothes you'll find anywhere. There was a beautiful hybrid quarter zip hoodie that caught my eye the other day. The sweaters are just starting to come in. The Howler collection has to be seen to be believed, and I'm a sucker for their sport coats and ties. It doesn't have to be a special occasion to visit Oak Hall. That's the magic of the place. Whether it's your first visit or your 500th visit, they make it special every time.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Too late to set my demons straight. I know I made you wait, but how much can you take? I hope you see the God in me. I hope you
the Barbecue Also Superstore, it's down in South Haven. If you haven't been yet, you gotta get there. Address is 875 Goodman Road. It's in that South Haven Commons complex. You can reach them at 662-510-5690. It is 12,000 square feet of grill, smoker, sauces, seasonings. Anything you can think of for your backyard barbecue and grilling needs. It's football season, so you might be at a tailgate on a grill, in your backyard on a grill. Do you have the proper setup? Do you have everything you need? If not, the best place to get it is going to be the Barbecue All-Star Superstore down in South Haven. Right now, if you buy select grills or smokers, you'll get a Grill IMAX meat thermometer for free. That item costs more than $100, but you can get it for zero additional dollars right now if you buy select grills or smokers. Not anywhere, but definitely at the Barbecue All-Stars Superstore. 662-510-5690 is the number. You can learn more on the web, thebbqallstars.com. That's thebbqallstars.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff.
I think so.
including we still live in a world where people just want to get irritated by things that shouldn't irritate you in 2022, like Memphis football going to mobile tickets only. It's 2022! You weirdos are out there complaining, wanting your paper tickets. Just understand, the rest of us think you're weirdos. A weird thing to complain about.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to be mad about something on the internet, you know?
That's right. Those are the rules.
Here's what we learned. This fella, Nathaniel Hackett.
Yeah.
Did you see his quote today?
Yeah.
First-year coach of the Broncos inexplicably tried to kick a 64-yard field goal last night in the final minute. Today he was asked about it. You know what he said? Quote, looking back at it, we definitely should have gone for it.
Yep.
No S. No S, Sherlock. Do people still say no S, Sherlock?
I don't think so. I think that's been retired.
The only people who still say no S, Sherlock want paper tickets for Tiger right. football.
That's right.
Let's
What's
move on.
The biggest game tonight? Presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.
Major League Baseball. Two teams headed for the postseason. Padres, Mariners, T-Mobile Park in Seattle, Washington. Hugh Darvish on the mound for San Diego. Logan Gilbert's pitching for Seattle. The Mariners are minus 106. Padres are minus 104. Basically a pick'em situation. The total's 7. First pitch is at 840. Big Bet Bennett, can you get us a winner?
I don't know. I like you, Darvish.
Like you, Darvish?
Is he gonna? You think he can do it on the road?
I don't know. The only thing I can ever remember about you, Darvish, is a few years ago, he was complaining about people stealing signs.
Yep.
And Christian Yelich popped up on Twitter and was like, dude, nobody needs to steal signs against you.
Okay, well, in that case, let's go with the Mariners.
You're not hard to hit.
Yeah, let's go with the Mariners. Seahawks won last night. Mariners, maybe it'll be a nice week for Seattle.
Maybe it'll
be
a nice two-day period for Seattle. So the Big Bet Bennett play is Mariners minus 106.
What should I watch on TV? Presented by Edwin Watts Golf.
Can I interest you in the Academy of Country Music Honors?
Probably not.
Special? It's a special that honors Miranda Lambert.
Yep.
Chris Stapleton.
Like him.
Shania Twain.
Okay.
And Morgan Wallen.
He's doing good.
That dude got banned from everything, and now he's being honored?
Dude, he is a...
How'd he turn it around?
Bro, and he is like their... He is
he's the biggest thing.
He's the biggest thing going.
He's the biggest thing. They brought him up at like the Grammys or something. One of these award shows not too long ago. They made Pusha T hand him like an award or something. I was like, yo, you can't make King Push hand this award to Morgan Wallen. That's a setup. It feels like a setup.
Yeah.
How did Morgan Wallen? I need a 30 for 30 on how Morgan Wallen went from star to man who said N-word to man who got banned from everything to man who's being honored by the Academy of Country Music. How'd that happen so quickly? He bounced back so quickly.
People love his music.
People love him. Carly Pierce is hosting it.
Okay.
You don't know that person?
Carly Pierce. Why does that sound familiar?
It doesn't sound familiar to me.
No, I don't know her. Sorry, Carly.
I went to high school with Stacy and Tracy Pierce.
probably no relation.
I doubt they're related. That's all I know. Anyway, it's Fox 13 tonight at 7.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, Candid Coach's series over at CBSSports.com continues today. Matt Norlander handled this one for us. We asked roughly 100 coaches, how big should Division I basketball be? Right now there's 363 teams. You left it up to me. I cut it down to about 200. But more than half the coaches said just leave it where it is. I'm happy with 363. So if you haven't read that yet, go check it out. CBSSports.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
It'll be Wednesday. Reach that weird middle of the week. A little too far away from the previous weekend of football. A little too far away from the next weekend of football.
Yeah.
Might end up just talking about paper tickets.
I'm good with that.
I think I prefer that anyway. Maybe just paper tickets. And you never know. Who knows what could happen tonight with this Morgan Wallen character? He seems unpredictable.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe we'll open on that.
Maybe we could open on something Morgan Wallen says or does tonight.
I'm down with it.
Enjoy your night. I'm going to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful, be kind, be good, rep your hood.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, where the legacy of sports is flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the free Odyssey app and smart speakers say Play 92.9 ESPN, powered by DuckDuckGo.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the